Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. This week on Alt.80s, an Alt.80s Oz jukebox, an hour of all Australian tracks that define the unique alternative Australian sound, from punk classics to post-punk and electronic influences. Well, the jukebox sets the scene by dropping the needle on a couple of Oz punk classics from the late 1970s. The alternative 80s post-punk genre really owes much to these two classics.
Never gonna give me what I want. clean. It's recommended you spy a queen. Gotta improve your IQ. Helping everything you do. It's economic. Don't cost too much. Then advertising. You're lying. You're never gonna give me what I want. I said smooth talking. Brainwash you. You're never gonna give me what I need. Try it, you feel alright. It's a great new brand of smoke. Kill your head and clears your throat. Keeps you young and so in touch. Then advertise it. You're lying. You're never gonna give me what I want. I said smooth talking. Brainwash you. You're never gonna give me what I want.
That's The Saints, Know Your Product. The Saints, Australian rock band formed in Brisbane in 1973, founded by singer-songwriter Chris Bailey, drummer Ivor Hay, and guitarist-songwriter Ed Cooper, became the first punk band outside the US to release a record ahead of the first UK punk releases from bands like The Damned, The Sex Pistols and The Clash. And Know Your Product was the second single from the group's second album, Eternally Yours, and a track that raised the question, what the hell was a brass section doing on a punk record? Certainly changed the sound of punk forever. And we opened the program with Radio Birdman, Australian punk rock band formed by Dennis Tech and Rob Younger in Sydney mid-70s. And they are a notable influence on other Australian punk bands. And you heard their 1978 single, Aloha, Stephen Dano. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. Going to take a bracket now of tracks that probably fit the indie pub rock or post-punk genres that reflect those early Oz punk sounds.
All right.
In that bracket of tracks on the alt.80s Oz Jukebox, you heard Sydney power pop band The Sunny Boys and their first single from 1981, Happy Man. The Brisbane power pop band The Riptides and their 1980 single Tomorrow's Tears. And The Johnnies, an Australian pub rock band from Sydney, which formed in 1982 and still active today. And they have a sound that combines certainly punk with country musical styles. And you heard their 1985 single, Injun Joe. And Western Sydney pub rock band, The Radiators, from 1981, Roomful of Diamonds. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And this week, it's an Alt.80s Oz Jukebox edition. And the needle is about to drop on a bunch of tracks from bands that, began as Oz indie darlings, but then graduated into some really semi-mainstream appreciation. We'll be right back.
These bachelor kisses now left for your brow.
Yeah, began that bracket with Pell Mell, formed in Newcastle 1979, released a number of singles on their own indie label Primate Records, but released two albums on the EMI sub-label Gap. And one of those was Persuasion in 1983. And you heard a track from that called Pandemonium. The Go-Betweens, indie rock band out of Brisbane, whose music was embraced by the UK indie scene. And that popularity led to releases from more major labels, such as the Warner Music sub-label Sire. One of those was Spring Hill Fair from 1984. And you heard Bachelor Kisses, their first real attempt at a commercial single. And a similar trajectory was followed by Perth indie rock band The Triffids, who achieved some success in Australia, but greater success in the UK. You heard Beautiful Waste from 1984. This is Alt.80s on 2MC FM, and it's a bit of an Alt.80s Oz jukebox tonight. Well, whilst the electro-pop and experimental electro sounds permeated around the globe, a number of Oz specialist indie labels fostered our own scene. I'm going to take in a couple of tracks from artists on the more, well, let's say, experimental side of the electronic genre, makers of The Dead Travel Fast and Severed Heads. We'll be right back. That's the Dead Travel Fast, an Australian experimental music band formed in 1980. They issued two albums, Vessels in 1981 and Zoom is Less Than Man in 1983, before disbanding in that same year of 1983. And you heard their debut single, the cult loving track, Tale of a Seahorse from 1980. And Severed Heads, Australian electronic music group founded in 1979, found favour in 84. The band released that single, Dead Eyes Opened, as a single, which was then remixed in 1994 and re-released, reaching number 16 on the ARIA singles chart. We're going to finish off this edition of Alt.80s with two tracks from artists that emerged out of the post-punk and new wave genres to become mainstream favourites. Melbourne's Hunters and Collectors and Sydney's Flowers, later to become Ice House. This is the debut release from 1982 from the Hunters. It's World of Stone. You're listening to Oz New Wave synth pop band Flowers, aka Ice House, and a track released in 1980 as an instrumental B-side to the single We Can Get Together. This has been Alt.80s on 2MCFM and an Oz Jukebox edition. For more 80s music with a bit of an alternative spin, tune in next Tuesday night from 6 p.m. Cheers.